Let's begin the word of ministry. Let's start by turning book of Luke in chapter 12.
我们现在请打开神的话，请看路加福音第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音第十二章。
We will read from verses 49 and 50.
十二章，我们从五十九节读起，四十九节读起。
Now before we read, we'll ask you to bow in our heads once again and pray. Ask the Lord to send His Holy Spirit to open our eyes to the Scriptures.
在我们读以前，我们大家一起低头祷告。我们祷告的时候，圣灵降下来，来开我们的眼睛。
Lord, this morning we pray in great earnesty.
今天早上我们祷告，我们在真诚中间祷告。
我们求你 ，We ask your Holy Spirit to come down.
我们求你的圣灵这时候降下来，主。
To open our eyes.
将我们的眼睛打开。
To read your scripture.
当我们这样看你的话语的时候。
And Lord, we ask your anointing on the speaker and the translator.
我们也求你的圣灵膏抹讲员跟翻译的。
For we need you.
因为我们实在需要你。
And we understand it's not the ordinary task that we are doing.
因为我们知道这不是平常的一些事情我们该做的。
It is a spiritual thing that we have to do.
而是一个在属灵里面该做的事情。
And we have no power apart from you and your Holy Spirit.
我们若不是靠着你的力量，我们就一事无成。
You have promised that we can do all things in the one who strengthens us.
因为你已经答应我们，我们在你的里面什么事情都能做。
And we need you this morning to strengthen us.
今天早上我们就需要你这个时候来让我们在你里面坚强。
And we also understand that you want us to be strengthened in the inner man.
我们也知道你要我们里面的人刚强起来。
Therefore, it doesn't matter how outwardly we feel.
所以我们外面的人的感觉如何也没有关系。
It is the Holy Spirit that ministers to the Spirit.
而是圣灵在那里对着灵来说话。
And we rely on you this morning to minister to every one of us.
今天早上我们这样子来依靠你。在这个时候，你的圣灵向每一个人说话。
We ask Jesus in His precious name.
我们这样子奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Let's read the words from Luke chapter 12.
我们从路加福音第十二章来看神的话。
Verse 49 and 50.
我们看第四十九节跟五十节。
I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? But I have baptism to be baptized with.And how am I straightened till it be accomplished?
我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？我有当受的喜还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
And there's a difficult word I stumbled through it. It's a straightened that word.
有一个英文字我刚刚在念得很吃力啊，那就是迫切这个字。
And that word is something very particular.
因为这个是一个很特殊的字。
I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Chinese translation, which is not so right.
我不晓得在这里中文这个迫切这个字并不是那么样子的准确。
For the word straighten means bounded, bundled, tight.
因为在这里的他的意思说他在那里被捆绑被束缚那里非常的被压受紧压的意思。
And since straighten that word is not quite used, I figured it could be translated as a straight jacket.
如果因为这个字很少在这个很少我们现在用到，所以我几乎可以把它想象中像绑疯人的那个大的那个外头那个衣服。
Indeed, that's what it meant to straighten very tight.
事实上，那个感觉就正是如此。
And there was no freedom.
那里完全没有自由了。
Jesus was talking to us, telling his disciples that he was bounded.
因为在这里耶稣向他的门徒说他实在是在那里 被捆绑。
You know, this morning I met Stephen, I took him to church, and I realized his right wrist was bundled up.
我今天早上带 Stephen 来教会的时候我注意到他的右手的这个手腕上头呢都有东西绑住。
And he told me he sprained his ankle, wrist when he was playing basketball.
他说他在打篮球的时候呢，这个手腕扭伤了。
I understand that because I did that a lot too.
我非常了解，因为我以前常常这样子扭伤。
And I also bundled my left wrist for a while.
那么我前一阵子我的左手呢，也是绑了绷带绑了一阵子。
Just the feeling, you have to tighten it very tight. That's the word what it meant. straightened.
所以这个意思当那里就是绑得紧紧的，就是那个意思。
And you can also liken it to what Jesus did to Lazarus.
你也可以想象那个时候，当耶稣向拉萨路说话的时候。
And Lazarus was all bundled up when he came out from resurrection from the tomb.
拉萨路那时候从复活的时候，从坟墓里走出来的时候，全身是被布缠得紧紧的。
Now with explanation of this word, I'm going to go back to what Jesus said mainly in the verse 50.
所以从用我们再回到讲到第五十节，这耶稣到底说的是什么呢？
He said, "I have a baptism to be baptized."
他说我有当受的洗还没有成就。
He needs another baptism to be baptized with.
他需要另外一个洗。
You know, I wonder how many of the disciples understood at that time when they heard him saying this.
我不知道那个时候当时门徒有多少人了解他说这句话是什么意思。
For this was the time that Jesus was about to go to the Calvary.
因为那个时候正好是耶稣将要去加略山的时候。
The disciples, all of them knew that Jesus already had a baptism.
在那些门徒都已经知道，大部分人都知道，耶稣是已经受过洗的人。
He was baptized in the river of Jordan.
因为他在约旦河那里已经受了洗。
And the angel, I mean, the Holy Spirit descended on him as a dove.
在那时候，圣灵降在他身上，好像鸽子。
And John the Baptist has speaking.Of him, saying, "This is the one who is anointed. He is the one to come."
而那个时候，施洗约翰在那里宣告，这就是那一位要来的人。
And why is Jesus saying here that he needs another baptism?
那么这里为什么耶稣又再说我需要另外一个洗
？What baptism was he talking about?
所以他这里说另外一个洗，到底他是说什么
？You know, when I first read the book of Luke, as a young Christian.
当我刚信主一个年轻基督徒来那时候读路加福音的时候。
And I read through this, and I couldn't understand what Jesus said here.
我不太了解到底这里耶稣他所说的是什么。
I tried to understand the first part by saying, here he said, I am come to send fire on the earth.
我前一半呢，我想我大概了解，他说我来要把火丢在地上。
And what will I if it be already kindled?
倘若已经燃起来，着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？
Well, Jesus is one who set the fire.
因为耶稣就是那一个把火丢下来的人。
What kind of fire?
那么他所说的火是什么火呢？
Could it be the fire of the Holy Spirit?
他说的火是不是说那个圣灵的火呢？
Could it be the fire of judgment?
还是说那个审判的火？
Or what kind of fire was he talking about?
那么到底他所说的火是什么火？
But I still couldn't understand what it has to do with the baptism.
但是我还是不能了解前面这一节所讲的跟后面这里讲的受洗有什么关系？
And baptism we realize is from the water.
我们也知道受洗，洗是从水而来的。
If anything, the water would have quenched all the fire, wouldn't it?
那么假如说是要用水的话呢，水最大的功用它是把火会弄熄灭掉的。
Why is it Jesus saying that there is a baptism that I'm going to be baptized with?
所以在这里为什么他还说我要有一个当受的洗？
And as if he had been that gone through that baptism, there will be fire coming down.
好像他讲到说这经过这个洗可能火就下来了。
Later on, when I became a Christian and was baptized in the Holy Spirit,
后来我被圣灵我受圣灵的洗以后。
And I want everyone to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我就很心里迫切每一个基督徒都能够得到圣灵的洗。
Because that is power.
因为在那里面有全能。
That is revival.
因为在那里面有改变有。
That is hot and heat for the Lord.
因为经过圣灵的洗之后你就会为着神有热心。
But let me tell you, if one's been baptized with the Holy Spirit, he can forever be strengthened.
因为我想因为我相信就是一度被圣灵所受过圣灵的洗他就能够一直很坚强
The baptism will bring the reality of the Lord to us.
因为圣灵的洗会将这神的真实带给我们
So you see we want to preach the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢我们就在那里要传讲这个圣灵的洗
And we pray for the church to receive the baptism.
我们就祷告让教会能够接受这样圣灵的洗
But when I was praying to preach on the Holy Spirit,
但是当我这样子祷告要讲到圣灵的时候
The Lord speak very clearly to me.
神向我很清楚地说道
And he spoke to me saying that I have a baptism to be baptized.
神告诉我有当受的洗还没有成就
I am reminded often and often and often I have a baptism to be baptized.
我就一再地受到提醒他那里说我有当受的洗还没有成就
The Lord told me he has a baptism before I can preach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
主在那里告诉说 你我我有当受的喜还没有受，在然后我有这个喜，受了这个喜，然后你才能够来传讲圣灵。
I didn't understand that. I said, "Look, what is it, Lord?"
我不太了解。我说，到底是怎么回事呢，主？
Then I begin to realize what we already understood.
然后呢，我就开始了解我们所了解的，然后我就才知道有一件事情是我们老早已经知道的。
You know, the Lord talked about I have a baptism in another place.
因为主在另外一个地方也讲到另外一个受的洗。
You know, the best way to understand the Bible is to from references quoting from another one.
你知道我们要了解圣经最好就是说查这一段仿佛的查，然后咱看看别的地方讲到这里是讲什么。
I believe it in chapter 12 of the book of Matthew.
我相信在马太福音里面有讲到这样的事。
Let me check it. I should have checked it earlier, but I thought I had it. I'm sorry. In Book of Mark, chapter 10, please read it.
在马可福音，对不起，不是马太，是马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
And verse 38.What does it say here?
第三十八节，马可福音第十章第三十八节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 38 reads like this. Did you all find it?
马可福音第十章第三十八节。
Jesus said unto them, You know not what he asked. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with?
在这里说，耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的喜，你们能受吗？”
And they said unto him, "We can." And Jesus said unto them, "You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I'm baptized with, shall ye be baptized."
他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们也要喝。”我所受的喜，你们也要受。
It is interesting, isn't it?
所以这里很有意思。
Jesus talked about a baptism meaning his death.
在这里，耶稣所说他的喜是表明他的死。
But you know, interestingly enough, the disciples receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit instead of death. Of course, spiritually they died too.
但是很奇怪哈，但我们这里后来知道，他的门徒后来所接受的喜是圣灵的喜，而不是死。但是我们知道在，接受那个喜就有经过死亡。
Now think about it.
但是我们想一想看。
Think about it, wouldn't you?
我们仔细再想思想一下。
There is definitely a debt relationship between the baptism the disciple received and the baptism the Lord received.
所以我们这里就有一个很有意思的一个关系，就是耶稣所受的喜跟门徒所受的喜不一样。
If the Lord has not received his baptism, the disciple would not receive their baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为若是主没有接受他的喜，那些门徒也不可能接受这个圣灵的喜。
You know, after I read the relationship here, I just didn't know what to say.
当我读到这样有一个这样的关系的时候，我心里大受感动，我不知道该怎么说。
I never thought about the relationship between the baptism of the Lord and the baptism of the disciples.
因为我实在是没有想到那个主的喜跟门徒的喜这中间的关系。
I have to confess to you, we know too little of the spiritual things.
我实在是要在这里要承认，我们对于属灵的事情了解的太少。
Even when we thought we did.
甚至就是在那些我们以为已经了解的事情上面。
You know, several weeks ago, when we talked about the different kinds of baptism.
在几个礼拜以前，我们曾提到说是有不同的种不同的洗。
We talk about John and his baptism.
我们那时候提到了施洗约翰和他的洗。
And I thought at that time there's only another kind of baptism that the Lord says He's going to baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
因为在那个时候，我还以为另外只有另外一个洗而已，就是神要用他的圣灵来给我们施洗。
And indeed, Paul went to Ephesus, realizing those people in Ephesus didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They only received.The baptism of John, which is repentance.
的确，保罗当他去以弗所的时候，他们也知道在那个地方的门徒只接受了约翰的洗，就是悔改的洗，而并没有真正受圣灵。
The Lord didn't allow me to preach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit because I didn't understand the connection between his baptism.
在那个时候，神没有准许我在那里传讲 传讲圣灵的喜，因为那个时候我还不能真的了解到底他这所说的喜是什么。
Dear brother and sister, we always sought for an experience.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常在那追求一个经历。
And I'm ashamed to say, even I received the experience, I didn't know what it meant in the spiritual will, realm.
我也很惭愧地说，即使在我的已经接受了那样的经历之后呢，我还是不能真正了解在这个属灵上面到底它的含义、它的重要性怎么样。
It took so many years after I received the baptism to see the relationship between Jesus' baptism and the baptism of the Holy
Spirit. 因为经过这么多年，经过这么多年，我才真正了解这里耶稣所说他所受的洗跟圣灵的洗跟有什么不一样，中间的关系。
I see great reverence and great admiration.Of Jesus and his love.
我心里就起了很大的尊敬，也在那里也极大的羡慕对于耶稣所给我们的爱。
I begin to praise God and I begin to praise Jesus, saying, "Jesus, wonderful! You're so wonderful."
我在那时就开始敬拜赞美神，因为我说主啊，你实在是伟大。
I said, "Lord, love us, you did."
又说主啊，你实在在那里爱了我们。
You love us so much that you're willing to die for us.
你爱我们爱到一个地步，你愿意为我们受死。
In order that we may receive.The baptism of the Holy Spirit, you had to die.
为了我们后来可以接受到圣灵的洗，你需要先经过那一个，就是死亡。
You had to be baptized first with a baptism that we didn't understand.
你要先受那一个洗，是那个洗是我们不能了解的。
Jesus said this at the right time, at the opportune time, when he was revealing the fact that he was going to the Calvary.
因为在这里，他这里讲的就是在那个时候讲的正恰恰好，就是在快要去加勒山之前，他讲到这一个洗。
And the more I read the scripture, the more I believe, or I'm impressed, or I'm convinced that the disciples at that time didn't understand much.
我越在这里越读的时候，越心里就了解，那个时候门徒是一点都不能了解到底主耶稣说这个话什么意思。
But Jesus already said it so clearly, so strongly, so evidently.
主在那里已经讲的那么清清楚楚，那么绝对那么样的强的把这一点讲出来。
He said, "I have a baptism to be baptized with."
因为他说我有一个洗还没有受。
And how am I straitened till to be accomplished?
他说到我的心是何等的迫切。
Jesus said he's bundled up, he's all tied up, he is so frustrated. Should I add the word?
因为在那时候，你可以说的，他是在那里是简直被捆绑在那里，心里这么就是非常的难过。
Jesus was the Son of God.
他是一个耶稣是神的儿子。
He came down from heaven.
他是从天上下来的。
Took a form of man.
在那里取了人的样式。
And living in a small place called Galilee.
而住在加利利这一个小小的地方。
Not even in a large city called Jerusalem.
都不是住在像那个大城，像耶路撒冷的大城那样子。
All he did was walk around his people.
他所做的事情就是在那里走来走去。
Minister to his people.
在那里对向着人传福音。
Perform some healing.
来在那里行一些奇事异能。
Preaching to an audience most of unbelief.
在对着一些都是不信的人来传讲。
And he bring down the power of God with amazement, yet people wondered and didn't want to believe who he is.
他将神的大能带下来，而人看见了，实在那里觉得很惊奇，而实在是心里还是不能相信。
For most of his ministry, he was rejected.
而他在那里，他大半的执事都是被人家拒绝。
For most of the time, he was lonely.
大半的时候，他在那里都是寂寞的。
People didn't understand him.
因为人们并不了解他。
He has tried every means to communicate with the great of love of Jesus, love of God.
在那里，他要用各式样的办法，在那里能够要能够让人知道到底神的爱是怎么样。
He said, "The Father loves you. I love you too."
他说是父神爱你，我也爱你。
But people didn't receive him.
但是人还是不接纳他。
Jesus was lonely.
所以在那，耶稣实在是非常的寂寞。
Power of the heaven and earth was available to him.
在那里，天上地下所有的能力都可以取用。
But he has to conceal in this earthly form.
但是他必须在这一个人这个是肉身里头这样子被限制。
For a time or so, maybe Jesus was wondering, "What am I doing?"
所以也许有的时候，耶稣会在那说：“我到底在这里做什么呢？”
Don't you have that kind of impression, feeling sometimes, wondering what we are as Christians doing on earth?
弟兄姊妹们，你们是不是有时候也有这个感觉？到底我们这个做基督徒在这世上到底做什么事情呢？
We knew surely that we have been given a new life from heaven.
我们实在心里很知道，我们从天上得到了一个新的生命。
And we know this life is sinless.
我们也知道这个生命是没有罪的。
This life is strong.
这个是一个很强的生命。
It's powerful.
是有能力的。
And we shall see Jesus one day.
因为有一天我们还要再去见主。
We shall see God one day.
我们有一天要见神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of you wouldn't you agree with me saying Hallelujah with the salvation?
所以我想我们大家都会了解，都会这样子来反应。我们大家都可以说 Hallelujah, 我们有这样的生命。
Wouldn't you say Hallelujah with me?
Hallelujah, Amen.
But let's turn around and go out to the world.
但是当我们转过身来向着世界走出去的时候
Let's tell our friend who Jesus is.
当我们向我们的朋友说耶稣是谁
We sang the song, everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
我们刚才唱那个诗歌说人人都应该知道耶稣是谁
But just you try it.
但是你就试试看吧
They wouldn't believe, they wouldn't know.
他们不会相信，他们也不了解
They were too caught up with the earthly things.
因为他们对世上的事情已经是那样子霸占他的心
They always say we're too busy to listen to the gospel.
因为他们说永远在说我们太忙，没有时间
They didn't say I have baptism to be baptized. They always say I have money to be made.
因为他们永远不会说我有一个喜还没有受，而他是说我有很多钱我还没去赚到。
I have work that I have to be done.
我有很多事情我还要去做。
I got jobs to be done.
我有很多很多工，我的工作要做完。
Never time to listen to the gospel from heaven.
从来没有时间去听从天上来的这个福音。
Won't you feel that you're confined? You're so restricted.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们是不是也有同样的感觉，也觉得到你们在那里在很受到捆绑
？So we come to pray. We say.
所以呢，我们怎么办呢？我们就来祷告。
All right, we pray.
好了，我们就来祷告。
We pour our hearts out.
我们将我们的心这样子倒出来。
We pour our spirit before the Lord.
我们将我们的灵向这样的神来倾倒出来。
That may be the only time that we find some relief.
所以也许只有那个时候，我们能感觉到有一点得到释放。
You know, we come to prayer before the prayer meeting. We're so tied up.
所以你知道，我们每次来到祷告聚会，在祷告之前，我们每个人都觉得那样受压那么紧。
It is only after the prayer we find some relief.
只有在祷告之后，我们发现到我们得到了宣泄，得到了释放。
And we are expecting God to do wonderful things.
然后我们就在那里在期待神在那里要做大事。
We realize it's not upon us, it's upon the Holy Spirit.
然后我们才发现不是靠我们自己，而是靠圣灵在那里成就事情。
But don't you realize that because the Holy Spirit is in us, we are confined, we are straightened, too?
你有没有感觉到，因为圣灵在里面，我们也有这种受约束、受捆绑的这种感觉
？If you never have the Holy Spirit, you will not have this straightened feeling.
也若是你心里从来没有过有圣灵在里面的话，你也不会有这种感觉。
If you are not walking closely with God, you don't know what I'm talking about.
若是你不是很靠近的跟着与主同行的话，你现在也不能了解我到底说的是什么意思。
But Jesus promised us to experience what He experiences if we walk closely.
但是主在那里，他已经应许我们，当我们跟他同行，跟他很接近的时候，我们也要经历他所经历的。
Straightened.
在那里，他受约束，受捆绑。
Dear brother and sister, are you straightened?
这弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有感觉到受捆绑
？Several years ago, I went to see a friend in the mental hospital.
好几年以前，我去到这个精神病院去看一个朋友。
He was indeed went crazy. You know, he indeed went crazy.
他实在是精神失常了。
Because there was too much pressure.
因为太多的压力。
He was freshly being educated in the graduate school here in this country.
他那个时候在这里读研究所。
He was overwhelmed with all the burden.
因为在那里实在是看到这个压力太大。
So he went crazy.
所以他实在是就是精神失常了。
They have to give him a sedative.
他们要给他镇静安静剂。
And I went to see him. He was half awake or half.
我去看。
Lively.
那时候我去看的时候，他就是那么半醒半睡，那糊里糊涂的样子。
They put him in the straight jacket.
他们把他放在用那个straight jacket 把绑起来。
Dear brother and sister, let me tell you, this is an unsightly thing.
弟兄姊妹们，是一个很难过、很不好看的一个景象。
And I wanted so much to cut the bundle out of him.
我现在在那看着他说，我好想把他那个 jacket 给他剪开，给他脱下来。
中国话有句说“果粽”，你们见过没有
？There's a such thing as making those 粽子。
You all bundled up.
You're just totally tied up. 完全整个绑起来。
But I realize if we let loose, how dangerous he is.
但是我们也知道，当若是我们把这个剪开的话，到底有多大的危险
？He would fight. He would hit people.
他会打人。
He would do all kind of crazy things.
他会做各式各样疯狂的事情。
You know, this friend of mine was bundled and all tied up to a wheelchair.
这位朋友呢，他就这样子被绑着 ，jacket 放在绑在一个轮椅上头。
You know, not that he can't walk, but the wheelchair served as a weight to pull him down.
并不是说他不能走路，而是他们利用这个轮椅作为一个重量，把他这样子坠下来。
But dear brother and sister, the Lord must have just felt about like that.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们的主这个时候大概他的感觉就是像那一个人一样。
He was put in the straitjacket.
因为他在那里是完全被捆被绑起来。
In fact, he himself put himself in the straitjacket.
而事实上，他把他自己放在一个这样的情形底下。
Because he wouldn't release the power.
因为他自己没有，他不愿意在那里将他的能力释放出来。
You know what would happen if he did?
你知道若是他将他的能力释放出来会怎么样吗
？Well, I should say yes, he indeed did once.
的确，他有一次是这样做的。
When Judah, the traitor,
当犹大那个这个卖主的人
came with soldiers to take him away,
带了兵丁来让他带走的时候
，they asked,
他们来问他
，Are you Jesus the Nazarene?
他们问他你是拿撒勒人耶稣吗
？He answered, I am.
那个时候他回答我就是。
You know the Jewish people speak.A language that's not like English or Chinese.
你知道犹太人在那里说的这个语言，那时候是很特别。
So it's not like that. I said I am.
不像我们这里所说的，就是我是。
The word Yahweh or the English translation is Lord.
因为在那里，它的翻成的就是神自己这个名字。
In fact, was four characters or four alphabets of the Hebrew language.
在那里是四个字母。
There was no vowel involved.
那里面没有母音。
So you cannot say it.
所以很不容易说出来，说不出来。
But the meaning of those four alphabets means I am that I am.
在里面说，那他那四个字母的意思就是说我就是那一位，我就是。
So when Jesus revealed who he is the one who is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the one almighty. He is self-existing. He is an eternal one.
所以当那个时候当耶稣这样说了这个话的时候他将他的能力显出来说他就我就是那位自由拥有的那位创造天地的
People, the soldiers heard him confessing who he is all stumbled and fell back
兵丁听到这样的话听到他这样说他自己是就是那个我就是的时候就向后伏倒
Now dear brother and sister imagine this did you understand what the Bible recorded?
弟兄姊妹们你们能不能这样了不了解这个时候圣经上所说的是什么
Did the soldiers fall becauseJesus' frankness that frightened them.
那些兵丁就这样子跌倒，是不是只是因为觉得很奇怪？这个耶稣怎么这么大胆，就这么样子很坦白的就说他就是呢
？You know, imagine the police come to confiscate or to arrest some criminal.
你想象那种，就是想象警察若是来抓人的话
，They always hold a gun, right?
他们总是有枪的啦。
Say freeze, right?
他们跑来叫你停下来。
They won't fall back when they know they have captured the right person.
他们听到，他们若是知道他们抓到的对的人的话，他们不会向后跌倒。
They are trained to do the job.
因为他们在那里是受了训练，要做这样的事情。
And if one police fell,
若是有一个警察跌跤了，跌倒了，也不会所有的人一起都倒。
How could all soldiers fall at the same time?
怎么可能在那个时候所有的兵丁一起倒下来
？Unless they were stricken with the power.
不然，除非他们是被一个大的能力击倒。
And what was that power?
那一个能力是什么
It was a revelation of who he is.
因为在那里就是这个能力就是当他表明他是谁的时候出来的
Jesus confessed that he is the son of the living God. He is the son, he is God himself.
因为在那里耶稣在那里表明他就是那一个永生神的儿子他就是神自己于是这些兵丁就跌倒
And in order that he may be led captivity, he may be led away.
但是呢为了让他要被他们抓去被他们带走
The second time he said in a different tone.
第二次他再说的时候，那个语气不同。
I can't imitate him.
我没有办法能够来学。
But I knew when Jesus confessed that he is the great I am the second time.
但是他第二次他在说我就是的时候
，He hid his glory.
他把他的荣耀隐藏起来。
And the soldiers took him away.
然后兵丁将他带走。
So it is possible for Jesus to hide his glory and power and fullness.
因为这实在是可能的当耶稣他愿意这样子把他的荣耀他的能力隐藏起来的时候他可以把他收起来
But we know he did it with a confinement with
但是
with a straitjacket.
但是我们知道他这样做实在是在那里捆绑他自己在那里约束他自己
He said I am straitened
他说在那我在那里心里何等的迫切他实在受到捆绑
Now we understand why Jesus said this
现在我们了解他为什么这样说
He wants to release himself
因为他要将他自己释放出来
He wants to reveal himself
他也要将他自己彰显出来，显明出来。他要将这样的能力给我们。
He wants to give the almighty presence of the Lord to us.
他也将他那个这个神的这个同在的这个大能也给我们。
But he couldn't.
但是他那个时候不能。
The only process he could do it was through death.
唯一一个他可能可以这样做的一个途径就是经过死亡。
Jesus didn't have to die.
耶稣本来不需要死。
We knew he had to die for us because of our sins.
我们知道他是为了我们的罪而死。
But we didn't know he died far more greater important with far more greater importance than this.
但是我们也知道，我们很少知道他这个死是比这个赎罪有更大的作用。
He died so that we may have life.
因为他死了之后，我们能够接受这个生命。
He died that he may relieve himself to us.
当他死的时候，他就将这个能力能够释放出来给我们。
He died so that we can.Understand
他这样子死了我们才能够了解永生是什么意思
In fact, Paul did say in later epistles,
的确保罗在后来的书信里面也这样子说
He said, I'm constrained.
他就说在那里我是受、啊、我被激励
He saying, he remembered that he one died that all may die all will die
他知道在一
个
众人一人死众人众人一人
死了众人也都死了
一人死了众人也都死了
and if one lives all may live, all live,
yeah,
all live.
当一人活了众人也都可以得活
we live for the love of God
我们因为是神的爱而能够活下来
Jesus had to reveal that to us
耶稣需要将这样的事情向我们显明
if we understand only salvation if we understand salvation only as a redemption of sin
若是我们了解这个得救只是将我们的罪赎去洗去的话
then we don't need too many words to describe that single experience a redeemer would be sufficient for him
那么我们就不需要对耶稣有更多的了解因为只要说他是救赎主就够了这一个字就够了
no, salvation is far more than that
并不是因为救恩是比这个远超过这个
he has given us a life
他将一个生命给我们
Even his own life.
就是他自己的生命
Let me repeat it again. He has to do it through the cross.
让我们再一次 再来说他也只有经过十字架才能做到这件事情
Cross has done one great thing for God for Jesus.
十字架为了神做成了这一件了不起的事
Cutting his bondage away.
因为这个十字架就把他的这个 straitjacket 上面的这个捆绑剪开了
All the shackles in the straitjacket was cut loose.
所有这个上面那个捆绑住他的已经通通被解开
Jesus said, I have a baptism to be baptized.
他说我有一个洗还没有受
Oh, how I am straitened.
他说
it be accomplished.
我的心是何等的迫切一直等到他成就
Can you see that Jesus said it with anticipation and even with joy?
你可不可以想象到当耶稣这样说的时候他是何等的期望何等的迫切的期望也是又带了何等大的喜乐说这样的话
Wouldn't you say that something far greater important far more greater important is about to happen
你能够体会到他当说这个话的时候有更大的事情要发生
Oh, only we wish only we understand his heart even more
我们只希望这个时候我们更能了解他的心
But Jesus was led away
但是耶稣就在这样的一个束缚里头他被人带走
Did the disciples understand that?
这些门徒那个时候了解不了解呢
They didn't.
那个时候不了解
But they soon did.
但是后来他们就晓得了
When Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣死在十字架的时候
The natural man in the disciples,
在这些门徒里面这个天然的生命
felt frustrated,
感觉到非常的难过
Powerless.
发现到毫无能力
Aimless,
也发现再没有定向
lifeless,
也没有生命
they didn't know what to do.
因为他们不知道该怎么办
they, in a sense, also died with Jesus.
所以在有一方面来讲他们也跟耶稣一起都死了
But the Lord gave them a specific command.
但是主在那时候给他们一个特别的命令
He wants them to gather in Jerusalem and
叫他们在耶路撒冷 集合聚集在那里祷告
Let's use some imagination and pray with those disciples.
所以我们想想看我们能用一点点我们的想象力让我们跟那些门徒们一起在那里祷告
Peter might start praying as he always did
彼得可能在那里第一个先开口先祷告因为他常常是抢先的啊
He always did that, didn't he?
他常常这样子在前面往前闯的
And Peter might have said that, Jesus, Lord, forgive us
耶稣耶稣彼得那时候可能说耶稣主啊你请你原谅我们。
Indeed, he was sorry for a long time after he gave up his faith in Jesus' resurrection.
的确他在有一段时候里头他对主耶稣复活实在是他没有信心。
And he denied the Lord three times.
而且他有三次不认主。
But when he regained his faith,
当他在得但是当他在得回他的信心的时候
the Lord didn't the Lord want him to help his brothers?
主不是这样吩咐他叫他 回过头来就要兼顾他的弟兄吗
so it was a natural ability Peter had,
所以彼得照着他天然的能力
he might pray like this.
他可能这样子祷告
Father, Lord, I already confessed my sins.
说主啊我已经将我的罪向你悔改我的罪
I have already come back to you.
我已经回到你面前
Now I have to straighten my, friend, my brothers and friends
那么现在呢我要 让我的这个朋友我要 把我的朋友们把他 搞对了
I would encourage them
我要来鼓励他们
I would tell them what you have done you have taught them to do
我要告诉他们 你叫他们该做什么事
But I wonder what the other disciples would listen to from that
但是我怀疑这个时候别的门徒会不会这样听他
They might snicker in their heart Yeah Peter yeah rightRight, but how do you do that? How do you encourage?
他们也许在心里面在那里暗笑，说是啊是啊，你说的都不错。可是你怎么样鼓励法呢
？Everything you said was right.
因为每件事情你说的都对。
But you yourself look at yourself.
可是你看你自己什么样子
？Didn't you go fishing, leading us to fish?
你不是后来就带着我们一起去打鱼去了吗
？Didn't Jesus ask you whether you love him or not?
记不记得耶稣那时候还问你，你爱不爱他
？You can't say straight.Saying that you love him.
你都没有办法正面回答他。
It was only this after the third time, Jesus, after repeated plea, that you did say timidly that I love.
那其一直到等到耶稣这样子问你三次，逼问你三次，你才很没有办法就回答说是啊，我爱你。
Dear brothers and sisters, those days after Jesus resurrected.
我想在那个当耶稣复活之后的那些日子里
，was meant to straighten disciples out.
在那里就是要将这些门徒们将他们纠正过来
I think there are a lot of confusion with the disciples.
我相信在那时候门徒中间一定有很多很多的这个搞不清的事
when they answer Jesus yes we have a baptism you want to be baptized with that baptism we will too
所以他们也记得他们所说你要受那个洗我们也要受那个洗
Jesus says, "Are ye able?" In the book of Matthew, he says, "Where are ye able?"
但是他那里问说，你们能吗
？Are ye able?
你们能吗
？And those disciples, the dreamers, saying, "Yes, we are able."
那么那些门徒，那些糊里糊涂的人就说，是啊，是啊，我们也可以呀。
I wonder some of you know the song, "Are ye able?" said the master.
我不晓得各位对那首诗歌熟不熟？
And the second stanza says, "We are able," said the dreamer.
第二节里面就说是的我们能够那些做梦的人怎么说
they didn't know who they are,
因为他们不知道他们自己是谁也不知道他们能做什么
This is exactly the situation the disciples are in before the power of the Holy Spirit fell on them
这个就是在圣灵的能力降到这些门徒之上的之前他们的情形
But remember, they have to go through that
但是记得吗他们也要经过死亡
They have to suffer the suffer Jesus has suffered
他们也要受那耶稣所受过的苦
So that they may die with him
这样他们才能与耶稣同死
they may find no hope in themselves.
他们就发现在他们里面一点盼望一点希望都没有
But there was resurrection after death.
但是在那里在死亡之后有复活
The old school of preachers always tell us it was blood before the anointing of the Holy Spirit
我们这些老前辈们总是说在这个在圣灵的膏抹以前一定要先有血
DeathBefore life.
也只有在死亡之后才有生命
Emptiness before fullness.
只有在完全的倒空之后才有充满
In my 20 some odd years of Christians I never fully understood that.
在我这做了基督徒二十多年中间我实在是不能完全了解
But I'm approximating it.
但是我也在那里
慢慢的
渐进了解
Because I'm sufferingAnd I'm dying a little bit every day.
因为我每天所经过的苦跟经过的死一天一天的经过一点点
after death.
但是总是在死亡之后有复活
Jesus had to be baptized before the disciples can be baptized.
耶稣必须在门徒受洗之前他先受这个洗
And he already did.
而他已经受了这个刑。
Could we be far behind?
我们是不是要 很远很远的在后面跟呢？
Dear brother and sister, let me challenge you. How many of you feel frustrated?
弟兄姊妹们，有多少人在那里觉得心里甚至觉得 很为难，很作难？
How many of you believe that the church should be a lot better?
有多少人在那里感觉到我们教会应该是比现在好很多？
We should have more power in preaching the gospel.
我们应该有更大的能力在那里传福音。
God has given us a message, and we know what it is.
神已经将这样的信息给我们，我们都了解。
We need power.
我们需要能力。
Dear brothers and sisters, how many of you are frustrated?
弟兄姊妹们，有多少人是这样子在这里觉得这样子难过？
I am.
我是这样子。
Let me encourage fellow frustrators.
但是我来这里向这些你们也都这样觉得难过的人来给你们一点鼓励。
Take courage.
在这里你们要刚强壮胆。
Because the Lord is only preparing us for that baptism that is to become.
因为神在这里要给我们，就是预备我们来接受这样这一个洗。
Dear brother and sister, if the disciples have not gone through those sufferings,
若是这些门徒们没有经过那样的受苦
，and pray,
而真正的祷告
，there will be no Holy Spirit coming,
圣灵就不会降下来。
Today, too many people are receiving an easy baptism.
今天很多人在那里接受的洗就是轻松平凡，很容易。
Maybe it is because someone suffered for them.
也许有些人已经为他们受了苦
and because those sufferers,
也许那些受苦的人
because those who are willing to be treated by God in dealing with death,
也许那些人是实在是愿意 为神、受神的对付而在那里、死亡
has brought down blessing for other people,
而带下了祝福分给别人
since no one would suffer for us,
现在既然没有人要为我们 受这样的苦
The Lord sees us fit that we can suffer for his sake.
那么神在这时候看我们配受在这里来受跟他一样的苦
You know, you say what kind of suffering?
你说是什么样的苦呢
We are not suffering because of our sin.
我们不是因为我们的罪在这里受苦
We are suffering for his laboring pain.
我们在这里是叫他生产之苦在这里 受这样的苦
But we know the Lord could prevail.
但是我们知道神还是得胜
He is able to pour down his Holy Spirit anytime
他可以随时可以将他的圣灵浇灌下来
But we have to be prepared
但是我们要先就准备好
Dear brother and sister, are you suffering?
弟兄姊妹们你们现在是不是这样在受苦呢
Am I preaching the right message to you today?
我今天在这里所讲的是不是正是你要听到的呢
I believe our audience is mature to understand this.
我相信我们这里弟兄姊妹们都是很成熟能了解这一个
Praise God for Jesus who died for us on the cross.
感谢赞美主因为他在十字架上受死
We didn't take that lightly.
我们在那里不轻忽这样的救恩
We want to follow him too.
我们也要跟随他
And with the work of death on us,
这样当死亡 在我们身上这样发动的时候
we are not doing anything for ourselves.
我们就不再为自己做什么
we are not living for ourselves.
我们也不再为自己而活
we are willing to suffer for Christ's sake.
我们就愿意 为了主而来受苦
we minister to people without our own glory.
我们在那里、我们来服侍别人而不求自己的荣耀
we do things in the way hidden before man.
我们就在那里做隐藏的工作在人面前不宣扬
The Lord knows.
神知道
Even our young people have gone through a lot of suffering.
甚至我们的年轻的、弟兄姊妹们 也受到了很多的苦
But they understand.
但是他们心里了解
They were kept strong in the Lord.
因为他们在主里面会更坚强起来
They've seen a lot of people coming and going.
他们在那里看到了很多人来人往
They have seen a lot of things up and down.
看到很多起来 起起伏伏的事在教会里面。
They even see different ministers up and down.
他们甚至看到不同的传道人在那里起起伏伏的。
But they know they're not serving any people, but they're serving God himself.
但是他们知道他们在那里不是服侍哪些人，而是在那服侍神自己。
Serving Jesus for who he is.
是在那里服侍耶稣。
Let me tell you, the Lord will find great joy in seeing a group of people knowing his will.
主在那里知道有一批人在那实在是能了解他的心意主是非常非常的喜悦
And he is only preparing us.
他只是在那里的、预备我们
Last time I remember I believe you still remember what we said about John's baptism
我相信我们大家也许还记得、我们说到约翰的洗的时候
Those who receive John's baptism is true repentance
那些接受了约翰洗的人是那些真心 悔改的人
Reckons Jesus as the righteous one
在那里他就就承认耶稣是那一个真正公义的人。
And reckons Jesus and his way to be the right way.
也在那里承认耶稣的这个道路是一个唯一正确的道路。
Now, that's what water baptism did for us.
那一个是水的洗在这里给我们做成的。
John the Baptist is preparing a people fit for the Lord.
而在那里约翰就是在那里预备一群人是在那里为了主预备好的。
Are we those people?
我们是那一群人吗？我们是不是这一群人已经为了主预备好的呢？
Are we willing to give all our life to him?
我们愿意不愿意将我们整个人整个生命都献给神？
Are we willing to live for him, to live for him?
我们愿不愿意为他而活？
Are we willing to die for him?
我们愿意不愿意为他而死？
I'm not talking about a very vague idea of martyrdom.
我并不是在那里说一个很模模糊糊的一个这种寻道者的这种心思。
For we already understand what death means in spiritual realm.
因为我们已经知道在属灵的境界里面这个死亡表示什么。
It means the cross.
表示十字架。
It means denying yourself.
表示自己在这里弃绝自己。
Exactly what the Lord said, pick up your cross and follow me.
正如主所说的，要将背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Are we being prepared for that?
我们是不是这样预备好了呢？
Praise God, the world has nothing to do with
it. 感谢赞美主，这世界跟我们毫无关系。
The Lord is providing to make a living in the world.
神的确也借着这个世上给我们也有一个生活。
But our hearts are for the Lord.
但是我们的心是为了神的。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if you live that way,
弟兄姊妹，若是你是这样子活着的，
you will be frustrated.
你会觉得很受捆绑。
I don't believe in these is an easy life.
我不相信那个是一个 很轻松自然 自由的日子。
You will feel what Jesus feels straightened.
你的感觉会跟耶稣一样在那里受到捆绑。
But praise God if Jesus said he had to receive that baptism so that we can receive the Holy Spirit.
但是感谢赞美主，因为他受了那样的洗，我们可以接受到圣灵。
We will.
我们就会。
And we will pray that he will send the Holy Spirit down to us quickly.
我们就要祷告，他要很快地将圣灵降下来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
For your willingness to die.
因为你愿意死。
You didn't have to die.
你本来不需要死。
But if you keep your life whole.
但是当你的生命这样子保全的时候。
Then we cannot live.
我们就不能活了。
Lord Jesus, thank you for saying that you have a baptism to be baptized.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你说你有一个洗还没有受。
And we understand that.
我们也了解。
We rejoice.
我们就感欢心赞美，因为你是为了我们，你甘心愿意死在十字架上。这不光只是为了我们的罪，而是要让圣灵能够释放出来。在你死之前，你曾经要求天父
send the Holy Spirit, send the Comforter.
将圣灵赐下，将那个保惠师赐下来。
But you also tell the disciples, if I don't go, then the Holy Spirit will not come.
但是你也同时也告诉门徒，我若不去，保惠师就不会下来。
The disciples may not understand that you go through cross.
门徒可能不了解，你是要经过十字架。
But they went through death when you went through cross.
但是他们，当你经过十字架死亡的时候，
他们也
死了。
So that they pray in frustration and in great earnestness.
所以他们在那里就祷告，在这个痛苦难过中间祷告。
Until the Holy Spirit comes.
一直等到圣灵降下。
Father, we thank.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
And the rest was the church history, a great revival.
接下来的就变成是教会的复兴，大大的复兴降下。
The rest was the history we all are a part of it.
剩下来的就是这个我们也参加的这一段历史。
Praise you, Jesus.
赞美主
for sending the Holy Spirit to your church.
因为将你的圣灵赐给教会
that we are baptized, we shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我们就要在圣灵里接受这圣灵的洗
and receive power.
我们就要接受到能力
and receive power.
而接受能力
that we may preach the gospel far and near.
然后我们就可以向外传福音
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.